Well, we're gonna find out. You know how that is. You know,
I mean, I don't really
the Globe. They're prying. They're digging right now. They got helicopters on top of the roof. Yeah.
So did you hear the
sad thing?
Did you see the name of Sandusky's autobiography that he wrote? This is not a joke. I wouldn't make jokes about this kind of thing.
What is it?
Touched.
No.
That's the title of his autobiography.
Touched. Well, what happened to him? That's what I want to know. Jeez.
Yeah, it's usually the case, isn't it?
They say it was done to them
when they were a boy? Or is that just their excuse? I don't know.
I'm not sure. I think it's all of the above.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy stuff, JP. Well, we're going to keep our eye on that for sure. We're riled. We are riled right here on Broadview. Thank you for joining us. We'll be right back. More Hop Talk. Papa, tapa, ka, 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 ka. More Papa for the week coming up right here on Broadview. Don't look at me like that.
It was a fun week. We have a lot to talk about.
1270, The Buzz. The Buzz.
Looking your best is what we specialize in at RenewMD. Today, having the latest cutting-edge equipment and a trained staff of experts, it's possible in a matter of an hour to begin to roll back the years. And now, with the amazing results, you can get a free annual membership to the RenewMD spa facilities. If your concerns are wrinkles, spotty sun-damaged skin, blotchy tone, broken capillaries, or small veins, RenewMD invites you to get a complimentary evaluation and consultation. Board-certified in plastic surgery, Dr. James Murphy offers more than a decade of experience in cosmetic services and invites you to see our area's most complete medical spa. RenewMD offers custom skin refinement and our area's most advanced laser hair removal systems in the world. Call 852-4500 for your complimentary consultation. That's 852-4500. RenewMD, the only place offering you a complimentary spa membership with a qualifying program purchase. RenewMD, setting the gold standard at affordable prices.
Area Dodge.
We always have sales specials on most of our Ram trucks and Dodge cars.
Or get MSRP and dealer markup.
We'll save you up to $10,000 or more
on new 2011 Ram trucks.
Like our biggest seller,
the Ram 1500 Series.
As Don Weir promises,
test drive a Ram.
You'll buy a Ram.
Especially at the most competitive prices in the market.
And we have the largest selection of new trucks in stock in Northern Nevada.
So you can be out test driving all day long.
Save up to $7,000
on a new Dodge.
Like the awesome 2011 Dodge Nitro.
And thanks to generous factory rebates and incentives,
we have remarkable reduced prices on all of our Dodge vehicles,
including the all-new and redesigned Dodge Durango,
now available all-wheel drive.
And for more info,
make sure you check us out on Facebook.
Keyword Reno Dodge. So now more than ever,
Don Weir says it all.
Nobody beats a Reno Dodge deal. Nobody.
All financing, OAC, taxes, dock fees not included. Prices are after all factory rebates and incentives. See dealer for details. Stock numbers 2-11127-211120.
Cartledge, Cartledge & Company is the longest-running privately owned CPA firm in Northern Nevada. They have been and still are the firm you can trust and rely on. They take pride in their commitment to help the local community and their clients with their specific needs. They specialize in professional tax services, IRS problem resolution, accounting, bookkeeping, financial, retirement, and all your investment services. They are the one stop for all your financial needs. Call Cartledge, Cartledge at 826-3496. That's 826-3496 to see what they can do for you.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview. JP and I were just talking about the Sandusky Penn State thing, and you were saying he's got a new book out, and it's called Touched.
No, it's not new. This is his autobiography he wrote years ago.
It's an old
one.
I wrote it years ago, Touched.
Touched.
Do we know when he wrote it?
No, I don't know.
Was he four?
I did hear that it was still in the Penn State bookstore, which some people think is a scandal, but I don't think you take books out of bookstores. I don't think you burn books.
Okay, whatever. I don't even care about that with him. Then you said he was spotted in a Dick's Sporting Goods store.
Why did you have this?
I had to bring that up because I'll tell you, the next book is going to be fried. That's going to be the next one.
Yeah.
Isn't that awful? He's guilty in our minds without even listening to all the details, and I just went through that. With the trial I was in, and I like to believe that you're innocent until proven guilty, but it just seems to me like all the evidence is...
It gets a little awkward in situations like this, doesn't it?
It does. It does, and I'd hate to be on the jury. Okay, so enough with him. They lost their game, by the way. It was 17-14, Nebraska.
Yeah, they made a good comeback, but... Hey, Nebraska's really good.
Yeah, I know, and Penn State is really good. Of course, they haven't done really that great, have they, this year, from what I hear?
They're doing all right, yeah.
But that's got to be hard after something like that anyway, no matter what. Okay, Herman Cain. Let's get to Herman Cain now.
Wasn't it fun this week?
Five women have stepped forward now. Two of them very aggressive.
He's being what? He's being hacked. I mean, he's being hacked.
My back.
Come on, are we going to debate this?
Yeah.
Because all the facts are on my side.
Well, give me some of those facts then.
Okay, number one, the woman that came out with Gloria Allred, her story was just completely nonsense. I mean,
she is kind of strange, that woman.
I mean,
but how could it be nonsense? They'd have to be paying her a lot of money.
She was describing a sexual assault, and then she kept throwing in these little legal terms, you know, like what? I was in his control, and he was using his influence and power in. Obviously words that Gloria Allred told her to mention because it makes it sexual harassment. But really, there was a sexual assault. So none of it made sense. And how would that happen to you and you not tell your boyfriend or your father or your mother or a girlfriend?
Hey, it's happened to me a lot.
I believe you've been assaulted. I just don't know about the sexual part.
Yeah, you know I've been assaulted. No, I know. I agree with that. I agree, totally. And is the other woman, I wish I'd taken down all their names so I could sound like I did a little more investigation on them, but the other woman, didn't she get money? Didn't she sign a disclosure or something or whatever they call them?
She got a severance package. And Herman Cain is adamant that that is different than a legal settlement. He said,
"Well, I think it is. It is a severance package.
They just want to get rid of you. They'll say, okay, we'll give you so much money and you have accumulated vacation and whatever. Go."
So that was what it was.
Then she went to the Treasury Department and filed another harassment claim. And this time we got some specifics about what she got upset about.
And?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
You're not going to like her after I tell you.
All right, tell me.
One of the things she got upset about was one of those spam emails that gets circulated around in workplaces. And it was an email that compared women and men to computers.
Okay.
And it said that men were like computers because you don't get anything out of them until you turn them on.
Okay.
And women were like computers because even your smallest mistakes are stored on the hard drive forever. That's one of the things she mentioned that she considered harassment. Obviously, the woman has a screw loose if she can't take that email.
She's allowed her opinion. She's looking for something to be angry about, and there are so many of those kind of jokes. That's like the blonde jokes. She probably didn't like those either.
And the Treasury Department didn't pay her anything. They said, no, this is nonsense, so we're...
Okay, another one came forward on Tuesday that lives in Maryland. Cain denies harassment claim. He's married for 26 years? How long has Cain been married?
Ever since he was young.
Okay. Works at a federal agency in Washington. This is her. Worked in the Government Affairs Division. Oh, no, that's him. Okay, these are details. Karen. Here it is. Karen Krauschar.
Right. This is the one who went on to the Treasury Department and filed another harassment claim a couple years after the one against Herman.
Right. So just every man that she thinks turns on, she...
If a joke she thinks is inappropriate, then she's going to file some kind of... that's not the kind of person who has any credibility in my mind.
Well, I know, but in another sense, she does. I mean, people have to watch these videos now, anywhere you're hired in corporate America, including the Restaurant Association, that talks about sexual harassment in the workplace. And that is inappropriate. And if it's inappropriate, you can file charges.
What's inappropriate?
The joke.
No, it's not.
Yeah, the joke. And who sent the spam? They don't know. Herman Cain didn't send it, right?
No, this is after she left the Restaurant Association.
Oh, you're confusing
me. She's at the Treasury Department with completely different people.
Okay.
Now she's complaining about this email.
Another one.
Right.
So men, she's just... I mean, she was kind of cute, but... Not over the top.
No kidding. And one of the things she complained about with Herman Cain is that he held his hand up and said, "You're the same height as my wife." Good grief.
Now, do you actually think that all five of these accusations are just BS?
Well,
do you actually believe
that,
JP?
Yes, I do. Every single one of them.
What are they going to get out of this?
Two things made me decide that Herman Cain is telling the absolute truth. And one of them was a private investigator who came out this week, and he used his voice stress software that all the police departments use, and he ran it
lie
on both
or truth. Uh-huh.
Herman Cain's statement Tuesday, where he talked for an hour about this and to the press, and her statement when she stood up and had a press conference with Gloria Allred.
Well, anything you go over for an hour, you're going to finally believe.
Well, right? He ran the software. It's not something you believe. He ran the software. He said, when Herman Cain said, "I have never sexually harassed anybody, and I don't even know who this woman is," he was absolutely telling the truth. And she was telling the truth in her press conference until she started talking about how he put his hand on her leg and went up to her crotch. At that point, he said the software said she was lying. There
well, we'll
you go.
See. I thought only Judge Judy used that stuff, or Grace. She uses that
Does
stuff.
Does she?
Oh, yeah.
I never watched that show.
Oh, yeah. She'll catch you if she can.
So she's running that while she's interviewing people on our show?
Oh, she's, that's she has a guy who does that before they come. Yeah. During the interview period.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy
that's
stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So it looks like he's telling the truth then. All five of these women just stepped up for what reason?
And I listened to that thing.
What is the reason?
Because
they're not Democrats.
They're
so
afraid of him. Why would you vote for Obama? The only thing Obama has going for him is that he's black and he can say, if you don't vote for me, you're a racist. Now, what are you going to do when Herman Cain's running against you?
I think there's
you got
more
nothing.
To it than that. You're getting off on one little single line going.
Every
there.
Single person Obama has run against when he was in running for office has all of a sudden had a sexual scandal derail his campaign. Every single one. He wouldn't have won even the senatorship if he hadn't had that happen. Remember?
Those are interesting statistics.
Every single one.
Really?
And I'm getting this from Ann Coulter. She had a great column on this.
Oh my gosh.
On how Axelrod brings out these sexual scandals against anybody who's running against Obama.
Uh-huh.
He's done it every step of the way.
Well, have you read her book, Demonic? Have you read her book, Demonic?
No, I didn't.
I have. I'm reading it now, but it's interesting. She's feisty.
Yeah.
Demonic. And she is. She's a demon.
She's feisty.